A fence defines a boundary. This is Dr. Herbert O. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A fence defines a boundary. And how interesting it is that the Bureau of Land Management basically has no fences. It is public land, and it is available for anyone to walk on and to enjoy, but they don't drive off-road vehicles on it, and they don't drive cars on it. If there's a road there, you can drive on that, but you don't drive off the road. No off-road vehicles. But it's available for everyone, and it's kept beautiful for everyone, and it's kept glorious for everyone. It is the Bureau of Land Management that takes care of it. Now, a fence defines a boundary. Now, what is the boundary that a fence defines? Well, we have 104 acres here up on the mountains of Southern California, and they're very beautiful. They're at the end of the Far Valley Road, and you drive Far Valley Road, and you come to a fence. And we put the fence up along the boundary of our property, leading to people. And the fence that we had on the boundary leading to people is a fence where we can walk on our meditation paths and be undisturbed by the people in the nearby houses and towns and in the nearby dwellings. And as we do that, it gives us a sense of propriety, a sense of peacefulness, because when people see you, they have a tendency to want to talk to you, they want to have a tendency to share with you. And the grounds of the University of Healing here, the Absolute Monastery, are meditation grounds. They're grounds of peace and beauty. Now, people who come to our fence, they press the button, they have us open the gate for them, because it's a gated community. And as it's a gated community, we open the gate and they come in without doubt, without reservation. And everybody, virtually, who comes through the gate and greets us, they say, "What is this place? It is so peaceful here. It is so relaxing. It is so lovely here. This is really quite something. Can I come back?" They want to be in the peace that dwells on our beautiful campus. And the peace that dwells on our campus is because we have sort of cut off one edge of the campus from the population, so that we will not be bothered by people who want to ask questions and who want to talk to us while we're on our meditation walks. But there are three other sides of our property. And the three other sides of our property are bounded by the Bureau of Land Management property. And when we first bought the property, it had a barbed wire strand fence all the way around it. And this was because on the BLM land, people used to run cows. And they used to run cattle who knows what else they ran. And they wanted to define that land for their cows because they had had permission from the Bureau of Land Management to have animals there. Well, today, there are no animals there, and the fence is on our property. And so we took the fence down on all three sides. So our land, so to speak, runs right into the Bureau of Land Management. Now, the Bureau of Land Management of itself has no fences. They have no fences anywhere. And actually, the land itself around us is an animal refuge and a plant refuge. You're not allowed to go onto the Bureau of Land Management and remove trees or bushes or plants or rocks or minerals of any kind without permission, because the land there, too, is dedicated to a peaceful pursuit of life. Now, is it that a fence defines? Our boundaries are defined by posts along the way put in by the government over years of time, which define the edges of our property. But since no fence there, you can walk this way or that way or anywhere because it's all public land, it's all available. But ours is not public land. And people sometimes come on our property with their guns. They want to go hunting. And we say, no, there's no hunting on our property. This is a refuge for all of life. And they want to walk across our property to the BLM property. And we say, no, there are access roads to the BLM property. You don't have to walk through our living room. This is our bedroom. This is our kitchen. Our land, though it's 104 acres, and which seems quite large, is really quite small. Because on it, we have 6 houses and 4 retreats, and we have our swimming pools and our other recreational activities, and we have many other beautiful paths. We have miles and miles and miles of meditation paths flowing everywhere across all of our land. And as people sometimes come on it, they want to ride their horses on our meditation trail. And we say, no, please do not do that. Go on the BLM land if you like, but just please refrain from riding on our trails. Because when you ride your horses on our meditation trails, in the evening, in the darkness, and the moonlight, and even in the daytime, when we are meditatively walking along our meditation paths, and you step into a horse foot print, you know, it could cause you to stumble because you're not expecting it. Because we keep our meditation paths all raked, lovely, clean, level and smooth, making it all a lovely place to walk and a lovely place to be. Yes, a fence defines a boundary. And it also defines the parameters of your living area. And we like to think of the Absolute Monastery campus grounds here as our living area. It's where we live and where we are. Now, Rex is our beautiful golden retriever, and as he walks off leash on our property sometimes, he goes to the fence and he sniffles it and he looks around, but he prefers to be on our side because he knows that this is a place where everything is given a chance to be beautiful and good. Now, the area outside of the fence is not necessarily not beautiful and good, but it's another way of living. When people walk through our fence and come into our gate and come into our land, they say, wow, what peace, what a joy I feel. And when they walk back just past the fence and out into the roadway itself and out into the other properties, they say, gee, I feel like I'm very busy, I'm very active, I'm very around the world with things going on. And that's true. That's true. And this is how it is with whatever the fence we have. Now, we don't need fences for boundaries. But a fence can sometimes be a delineation, a definition of property. It can sometimes be a definition of where your land is and somebody else's begins. And these things can all be very beneficial, can be very helpful, and be very beautiful. But I like the idea of our particular boundary fence. We have a fence on just one boundary, and anyone can come through it. They can walk around it. The gate is, we have 3 gates, and one gate you can just step underneath it. Another gate, you can press the button, the garage door opener button is right next to the gate. You press it and it opens. You can walk inside the gate in a doorway that is unlocked, and you can press the button and open the gate and drive in. And on the Las Montañas gate, you come up to the gate and you can walk around it because it's just a fence at the gate itself, not anywhere else. And you can walk around the fence and press the button and the gate opens, or you can just walk around it and then you're inside the property. Now, most of our land has no fencing on it, and most of our land is open. And you might say the fencing that we have is just sort of a buffer, sort of a reminder that you are now stepping onto very sacred grounds. It's as though you were to enter into a great cathedral. And you enter into that great cathedral, you immediately feel the presence of many people who have prayed and worshiped there. And so it is with the campus of the University of Healing, with these dedicated, blessed grounds. When you walk into these grounds, when you walk onto these grounds, when you walk through these grounds, it's like going through a level of consciousness. Outside, it's a very busy, busy world. Inside, it's peace, it's a gentleness, it's a lovingness. And then again, when you walk from our property to the BLM property, it's a peace in the BLM property, but it's a different kind of peace. It's a peace where it's rather wild, rather untamed, uncared for, but yet it's natural and beautiful and good. But in our property, on our property, it is like a beautiful park, like a beautiful cathedral, the entire property. Because whoever walks here, whether they are people who are religious or philosophical or metaphysical at all, they all feel it. From our service people who come in to service our equipment to people who are coming to visit, they all feel the same way. A fence is not necessarily something to keep something out or keep somebody out. A fence can be just a reminder that this is where we live. This is where we walk and meditate. This is where we are. And just as you have your little house property with your boundaries around your house, and you are not happy when people make a shortcut across your property to go somewhere, when people do not cooperate with your sidewalks and with your other things, you're not very happy about that. When I was a boy, I would deliver newspapers, and I would deliver them early in the morning. I had the early morning edition, and I'd deliver them while everyone was still asleep. And I would walk from door to door, instead of going down to the sidewalk and then coming up and down to the sidewalk and coming up and down to the sidewalk and coming up to each house, I'd walk across the yard. Well, now, in summertime and when it wasn't snowing, it was, I got away with it pretty much. But the minute there was snow on the ground, my tracks appeared from door to door. And everyone didn't tell me this, but one or two people said, you know, I don't like seeing tracks running across the snow. I look out and here I see footprints going across the snow between our two houses, and we shovel our walk, we have a nice sidewalk. Would you please use that? And I was a young man, 12, 13, and delivering these papers, and I had never given it a thought. I just thought the easiest route for me to do is just go from door to door and deliver the papers properly. And when one lady told me that, and she says, it's so lovely to look at the fresh fallen snow in my yard, and it's my yard, and there's no footprints on it. It's so beautiful to see it. It's so lovely. The Wisconsin snow here is so beautiful. And I had never given it a thought. In the brashness of my youth, I didn't pay attention to that. And then all of a sudden, I began looking at her lawn and her snow and all the other lawns that I walked across, because I had many papers that I delivered on my route. And it was quite a comeuppance for me, quite a waking up. And it didn't need to have a fence around the property. I knew the boundaries. And so I cooperated with the boundaries. A fence defines a boundary. and the BLM has no fence. Smile, isn't that interesting? And really, we have, you might say, four sides to our property, a few more sides than that, but basically four sides, north, south, east, and west. And on the north, we have the fence. On the south, east, and west, there are no fences. And could I have all of our land be like that, I would delight. But it works out perfectly the way we do it. Because the fence is not a fence to keep anyone out. It's just a fence to say, you are now entering into a sacred area of peace and love. And I believe that it says just that to everyone who walks through that fence. Come, walk through our fence someday and visit us. Visit the Absolute Monastery. Visit the campus grounds. And don't work on seeing it, feeling it, and enjoying it, but just let it happen. And if you're like everybody else, you will enter into a world of peace, a world of harmony, a world of love, a world where all is in balance. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.